In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful.
By the angels ranged in ranks.
By the ones who drive vigorously.
By the ones who recite the reminder. Indeed, your Lord is certainly one. The Lord of the heavens and the earth, and whatever is between them, and the Lord of the easts. Indeed, we have adorned the lowest heaven with the finery of the stars, and to guard from any froward devil. They do not eavesdrop on the supernal elite, but are shot at from every side. To drive them away, and for them there is a constant mortification, except him who snatches a snatch, whereat there pursues him a piercing flame. Ask them, is their creation more prodigious, or that of other creatures that we have created? Indeed, we created them from a viscous clay. Indeed, you wonder, while they engage in ridicule. And even when admonished, do not take admonition. And when they see a sign, they make it an object of ridicule, and say, this is nothing but plain magic. What? When we are dead and have become dust and bones, shall we be resurrected? And our forefathers too? Say yes, and you will be utterly humble. It will be only a single shout, and behold, they will look on, and say, woe to us, this is the day of retribution. This is the day of judgment that you used to deny. Muster the wrongdoers and their mates, and what they used to worship, besides Allah, and show them the way to hell. But first stop them, for they must be questioned. Why is it that you do not support one another today? Rather today they are meek and submissive. Some of them will turn to others questioning each other. They will say, indeed, you used to accost us peremptorily. They will answer, rather you yourselves had no faith. We had no authority over you. Rather you yourselves were a rebellious lot. So our Lord's word became due against us, that we shall indeed taste the punishment. So we perverted you, for we were perverse ourselves. So that day they will share in the punishment. Indeed, that is how we deal with the guilty. Indeed, it was they who, when they were told there is no God except Allah, used to be disdainful. And they would say, shall we abandon our gods for a crazy poet? Rather, he has brought them the truth and confirmed the earlier apostles. Indeed, you will taste the painful punishment, and you will be requited only for what you used to do, all except Allah's exclusive servants. For such there is a known provision, fruits, and they will be held in honor, in the gardens of bliss, reclining on couches facing one another, served around with a cup from a clear fountain, snow-white, delicious to the drinkers, wherein there will be neither headache, nor will it cause them stupefaction. And with them will be maidens of restrained glances, with big beautiful eyes, as if they were hidden ostrich eggs. Some of them will turn to others, questioning each other. One of them will say, indeed I had a companion, who used to say, are you really among those who affirm that when we are dead and have become dust and bones, we shall indeed be brought to retribution? He will say, will you have a look? Then he will take a look and sight him in the middle of hell. He will say, by Allah, you had almost ruined me. And had it not been for my Lord's blessing, I too would have been among the arraigned. Is it true that we shall not die any more, aside from our first death, and that we shall not be punished? This is indeed the great success. Let all the workers work for the like of this. Is this a better hospitality, or the zaqum tree? Indeed, we have made it a punishment for the wrongdoers. Indeed, it is a tree that emerges from the depths of hell. Its spades are as if they were devil's heads. Indeed, they will eat from it, and gorge with it their bellies. Indeed, on top of that, they will take a solution of scalding water. Then indeed, their retreat will be toward hell. Indeed, they had found their fathers astray, yet they press on in their footsteps. Certainly most of the ancients went astray before them, and certainly we had sent warners among them. So observe how was the fate of those who were warned, all except Allah's exclusive servants.
Certainly Noah called out to us, and how well we responded. We delivered him and his family from the great agony, and made his descendants the survivors, and left for him a good name among posterity. Peace to Noah throughout the nations. Thus indeed do we reward the virtuous. He is indeed one of our faithful servants. Then we drowned the others. Indeed, Abraham was among his followers. When he came to his Lord with a sound heart, when he said to his father and his people, "What is it that you are worshipping? Is it a lie, gods other than Allah that you desire? Then what is your idea about the Lord of all the worlds?" Then he made an observation of the stars, and said, "Indeed I am sick." So they went away leaving him behind. Then he stole away to their gods and said, "Will you not eat? Why do you not speak?" Then he attacked them, striking forcefully. They came running towards him. He said, "Do you worship what you have yourselves carved, when Allah has created you and whatever you make?" They said, "Build a structure for him and cast him into a huge fire." So they sought to outwit him, but we made them the lowermost. He said, "Indeed, I am going toward my Lord, who will guide me. My Lord, give me an heir, one of the righteous." So we gave him the good news of a forbearing son. When he was old enough to assist in his endeavor, he said, "My son, I see in a dream that I am sacrificing you. See what you think." He said, "Father, do whatever you have been commanded. If Allah wishes, you will find me to be patient." So when they had both submitted to Allah's will, and he had laid him down on his forehead, we called out to him, "O Abraham, you have indeed fulfilled the vision. Thus indeed do we reward the virtuous." This was indeed a manifest test. Then we ransomed him with a great sacrifice, and left for him a good name in posterity. Peace be to Abraham. Thus do we reward the virtuous. He is indeed one of our faithful servants. And we gave him the good news of the birth of Isaac, a prophet, one of the righteous. And we blessed him and Isaac. Among their descendants some are virtuous, and some who manifestly wrong themselves. Certainly we favored Moses and Aaron, and delivered them and their people from the great agony, and we helped them so that they became the victors. We gave them the illuminating scripture, and guided them to the straight path, and left for them a good name in posterity. Peace be to Moses and Aaron. Thus indeed do we reward the virtuous. They are indeed among our faithful servants. And indeed, Elias was one of the apostles. When he said to his people, "Will you not be God-wary? Do you invoke Baal and abandon the best of creators, Allah, your Lord and Lord of your forefathers?" But they impugned him, so they will indeed be arraigned before him, all except Allah's exclusive servants. We left for him a good name in posterity. Peace be to Elias. Thus indeed do we reward the virtuous. He is indeed one of our faithful servants. And indeed Lot was one of the apostles, when we delivered him and all his family, except an old woman, among those who remained behind. Then we destroyed all the others. And indeed you pass by them at dawn and at night. So do you not apply reason? And indeed Jonah was one of the apostles, when he absconded toward the laden ship. Then he drew lots with them, and he was the one to be refuted. Then the fish swallowed him while he was blameworthy. And had he not been one of those who celebrate Allah's glory, he would have surely remained in its belly till the day they will be resurrected. Then we cast him on a bare shore, and he was sick. So we made a gourd plant grow above him. We sent him to a community of 100,000 or more, and they believed in him. So we provided for them for a while. Ask them, are daughters to be for your Lord while sons are to be for them? Did we create the angels, females, while they were present? Look, it is indeed out of their mendacity that they say, Allah has begotten, and they indeed say a falsehood. Has he preferred daughters to sons? What is the matter with you? How do you judge? Will you not then take admonition? Do you have a manifest authority?
Then produce your scripture, should you be truthful. And they have set up a kinship between him and the jinn, while the jinn certainly know that they will indeed be presented before him. Clear is Allah of whatever they allege about him, all except Allah's exclusive servants. Indeed, you and what you worship, you cannot mislead anyone about him, except someone who is bound for hell. There is none among us but has a known place. Indeed, it is we who are the ranged ones. Indeed, it is we who are those who celebrate Allah's glory. Indeed, they used to say, had we possessed a reminder from the ancients, we would surely have been Allah's exclusive servants. But they disbelieved it when it came to them. Soon they will know. Certainly our decree has gone beforehand in favor of our servants, the apostles, that they will indeed receive Allah's help. And indeed our hosts will be the victors. So leave them alone for a while, and watch them. Soon they will see the truth of the matter. Do they seek to hasten our punishment? But when it descends in their courtyard, it will be a dismal dawn for those who had been warned. So leave them for a while, and watch, soon they will see. Clear is your Lord, the Lord of might, of whatever they allege concerning him. Peace be to the apostles. All praise belongs to Allah, Lord of all the worlds.